Our reading this evening is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread that the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted to him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your word is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path. In the name of Jesus, amen. Finish the phrase, "You are what you eat." Yeah, you are what you eat. Diet advice, right? Eat a bunch of fatty foods, then you're going to put on some fat. Eat a bunch of vegetables, you're going to feel a little bit better. You are what you eat. But before it was diet advice, before it was nice advice from a dietitian, it is just a profound truth from our Lord. Right at the beginning, Adam and Eve You may eat of all of these trees of the garden of which I have given to you, every single one of them. They're beautiful, they're nutritious, they're wonderful. Life is great. You all love each other and I love you and we're in full communion. But of that tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for on the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And they were what they ate. They ate death, and they died. And you have that in you too. We have death abiding in us. It's the reason that you wear glasses. It's the reason that you can't jump as high as you used to. It's who was I talking to yesterday that said the floor got lower in the last 30 years or so. It's the reason strokes and cancer and Alzheimer's, it's the reason bodies are breaking down and minds are breaking down. And this not only happens, of course, to those who are older, there's death and miscarriage, there's tragedies left and right. We are dying because of what Adam and Eve ate. And for the Christian, you are what you eat. Because Jesus gives you his word. And Jesus gives you his spirit. And Jesus gives you his body and his blood. And what are some of the promises that Jesus says? If you eat of these words, if you eat of this spirit, if you eat of this body and this blood, what are some of the promises that Jesus gives to you in our text? You won't die. You will live forever. And I will raise you up on the last day. There's such profound sort of things. We are so used to thinking of eternal life as something that begins maybe the day that we die. But the scriptures, of course, do speak of that. Our bodies and our souls get separated. Our souls go to be with Jesus. It waits the resurrection of the body, and we do live forever, and it's wonderful and glorious, and all nations and all races are there. But how else does the scripture speak? Notice in Jesus in verse 54, John chapter 6, Jesus says, "Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks of my blood has eternal life." You remember your grammar? You remember your English classes? What's the word has? Is it future? It's right now. You have it. Eternal life, yours. You're baptized. Hearing words of eternal life, as Peter said of Jesus. Eternal life going into you. Body and blood of Jesus going into you. You have eternal life right now, and I will raise you up on the last day. Some wonderful, wonderful truths. I mean, all these come down here too. So you are what you eat. You kind of think about who we are without Jesus, who we are without God. So Jesus says in verse 53, "Unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." That's who we are. How about verse 63? Jesus continues, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all." And that's wonderful, wonderful advice, that you can look to me, who I have flesh and blood right now. You can look to everybody that you love. They are no help to you at all when it comes to eternity. Now, they can speak to you words of eternal life, but those are Jesus' words first, and they give you eternal life too. The flesh is no help at all. What wonderful, wonderful things that we need to remember. It's a hard life, but the Spirit gives us life too. And I think for the last 2 weeks, we were moving towards this conclusion. How does this conclude? Jesus gives these wonderful promises, but they are hard to hear. Were they hard to hear? They're still hard to hear now, right? Whoever eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood, if you don't drink of my blood, eat of my flesh, you have no life abiding in you. They are still hard words. Verse 60, many of the disciples heard it. What do they say? This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? Our Lord still challenges us. It is still. And how many walk away? Do you remember how it began? We've done it for the last couple of weeks. How did it all begin? Jesus fed 5,000. And then he preaches. And how's it end? Ends with 12. Begins with 5,000 plus, ends with 12. Everyone's walking away, left and right. Jesus looks at the disciples. Do you want to go away as well? Peter says, Lord, to whom shall we go? That's your confession. That's your hope. In the midst of tough life, in the midst of tough jobs, in the midst of tough things going on in the family, tough things going on in your body, who shall we go to? But you have the words of eternal life. And we have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. So I gave you these meditation verses here. Genesis chapter 3, where the woman took the food and gave it to the man. Of course, it was all the woman's fault, right? No. What should the man have done? He should have protected her. That's what good husbands do. That's what good pastors do. They protect. And it does then become later in Scripture not the sin of Eve, but the sin of Adam, the sin of man. But then also Galatians chapter 6. We've used this, and I think there's multiple ways you can use this a lot in our meditation. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. What you sow is what you reap. If you eat a lot of anger, you're going to become more angry. If you eat a lot of gossip, you're going to end up hurting a lot of people, and you yourself are going to get hurt. If you eat a lot of discontentment, you won't ever be happy. If you eat a lot of lust, you won't ever be happy. If you eat the words of eternal life, you have life. If you say the Lord's Prayer, you have hope. If you take the Lord's Supper, you have life abiding in you, Jesus abiding in you, and you abiding in Him. Forgiveness, love, peace, joy, patience. Eat those things. And remind me to do the same quite often. Anything stick out for you, comfort you, confuse you in John chapter 6? So answer this question here. One of the things that Jesus concludes with is that the Spirit gives life and the flesh is no help at all. But all throughout the rest of the sermon, Jesus is saying, my flesh gives you life. So what's the difference? What's the deal? How can Jesus conclude with the flesh is no help, but my flesh is life? My flesh is forgiveness.
Right. And his flesh is when we go to forgiveness of the sins.
You got it. Very different fleshes.
Our flesh is the sinful flesh, and we go to him to get forgiveness of those sins. Yes.
Right. Right.
We are born sinful.
Yeah, without sin, born of the Virgin Mary, that's the Christian confession too. Yeah, very different fleshes, right?
And that flesh also is going back to on the cross.
Right. Yeah. What good would my death for you on a cross have done for you?
Nothing.
Nothing. I would have been one man dying for a friend, and that maybe that would have helped a friend for a little bit, right? His flesh, though, is not only real stuff. I mean, you can pinch yourself and say, God has this, but it's also united to the very Son of God. God of God, light of light, very God of very God. Life, stuff, the one who created you, the one through whom all things were created, also became part of his creation. So you kind of see it. You know, you go home and take the little paper with you and underline every time Jesus says, my flesh, my flesh, my flesh. He concludes with, the flesh is of no avail, but he's been teaching the whole time, I'm something different. I'm the Son of God, and I'm also man. So some of the grumbling said, how can this man give us his flesh? And Jesus responds, unless you eat and drink of the Son of Man. You know, so not this man. This is a very unique, wonderful man whose death on the cross redeems the whole world. Because he satisfies the wrath of God, he comes to undo the works of the devil. My flesh, who's still present with us too. Good stuff. Anything else? What's
the thing? Would that kind of like be manna? The bread of heaven?
Yeah.
The bread of the kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. So in John 6, there's lots of comparisons to that. The ones who were grumbling against him said, our fathers ate it every day. So give us a little bit more, you know, because he just fed 5,000, they wanted more. Yeah, so that's the reference that's that.
He said something about betrayal. I can't find it. It's
yes, ma'am.
It's in parentheses at 64.
Verse 64.
Verse 64, Jesus will say, there are some of you who do not believe, for Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. That, of course, he's speaking of Judas.
When I'm thinking about the scripture below that, if we put on corruption, we're going to be corrupted.
Yeah.
That when we betray each other, we betray God, because God loved them. God loves me,
right.
And he don't want that sort of thing to come out of our, you know, out of the spirit that he gives us.
Right.
So I think when you do things not in God's way, then you ready to fall.
Yeah.
You know.
Like you were saying earlier, if you gossip, if you engage in the gossip, what do you become?
Yeah, a gossiper.
Yeah. So that's not
get
it.
Hurt. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Anything yeah. that God is not in God's way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. I mean, and kind of going on that idea of gossip is what you were saying. When you sin, you not only sin against the person, you sin against God. When I speak evil of the body and soul of Miss Shirley, you didn't give yourself your body and soul. God gave you it, you know? So I'm speaking evil of the person that Miss Shirley is.
Yeah.
I'm speaking against God. So Luther would always say, you know, any commandment you break the seventh commandment, you break the sixth commandment, adultery, fifth commandment, hurting others in the body, you break that, and you also break the first commandment, you shall have no other gods, because God told you those commandments in the first place. It's a wonderful perspective that we always need to be mindful of, too. Everywhere. I mean, everywhere on the news, too, you know. Look at the people that you don't like on the news, or, you know, when the things come up. Never, never forget that is a person God created and redeemed and died for. And once he wants that person in heaven forever with you. You'll like them more then, I promise, if they're there, you know.
Put it like that, yeah, because this takes you back to the on the cross. I mean, there's the robber and dogs, and he forgave them and took them home with him. So we're going to have to start doing the same thing for people we don't like.
That's right.
That's what they're doing.
That's right.
Don't remind them.
That's good. Yeah, one pastor tells One pastor reminds me all the time, you pray for your enemy until they're not your enemy anymore. Until you don't consider them an enemy. And one of the marks of the enemy is that everything they do is wrong.
Invisible cross.
Yeah. Yeah. But of course, I mean, all this kind of do this stuff is a constant reminder that we can't fully, and we'll constantly be failing. Yeah. So we will always, always need Jesus' body and blood, his words of eternal life, until we abide with him forever and he raises us up on the last day. How long do you struggle with the gossip? How long do you struggle with the lust? How long do you struggle with the hate or the anger? Yeah. Yeah. But he also helps you too, in it.
You also should be reminded of that when we take communion.
Right.
You know, those struggles.
Yeah, yeah. And you never, you go to communion because of those struggles. Because you need forgiveness of sins for those struggles. Because you're sorry for those struggles and you want to do better. And you know Jesus wants to help you and forgive you for it too. Yeah. So there's only one way you take communion unworthily, and that is not to be repentant. Whoever believes these words, "This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins," has what they say. Yeah, you got it. Well, let's rise and continue to pray.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, O Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whom to know is everlasting life, grant us to know your Son, Jesus, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious Lord, we thank you that you have fed us tonight with words of eternal life, with true life, true love, true peace. Grant that we might inwardly digest them and take them to heart so that they bear fruit in the lives around the people that you have given us to live around. We pray everything through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Hear us, gracious Lord, as we pray now for the people that you have put in our lives, for the ones we work with, the ones we are under authority, the ones we have authority over, the ones that are in our homes and are very close to us. We pray now for all the needs of body and soul we name with hearts and voices.
Hey, folks.
Local Russell Reed for healing.
David Russell.
For faith. I'll just say Reed.
Miss Pierre and Alice are coming. Stacy Harden, who lost her house.
He said he's still there.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.